If we are attacked, wouldn't you rather have Trump as president if we're attacked?
Oh,
we'll beat the shit out of them. Anybody attacks us.
Subtle as ever. That's Donald Trump. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellante's Brian Noonan in for Ro and Anna today. And why are we playing Trump Bamba? Because I am about to speak to the author of Trump for Principle, a children's book for American grown-ups. Beth Schaefer is the book's author, and she joins us now on WGN. She is a adjunct communications professor and teaches composition at National Lewis University. And in your spare time, Beth, you decided it was time to skewer Donald Trump. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So what inspired you to write this book, and why Trump?
See, it's actually kind of funny with Trump for Principle. Unlike all of my other books and my satires and whatnot, I always have just a concrete idea. Something will occur to me, and I'll know where I am, and I'll write it down. But with Trump for Principle, it was last August, and this idea that I would write a book about a children's book where Trump is elected grade school principal and everything goes wrong at the school following his inauguration as principal. This whole idea, I honestly do not even recall where it came from. It hit me, and I contacted the artist that I wanted to work with. We had worked together on other projects, and I just cranked it out. But I don't even know where the idea came from, but boom, it was there.
Now, the illustrations in the book, I know you didn't do the illustrations, you wrote the book, but there's a very, and I don't think it's a spoiler to say, you know, we all talk about Donald Trump's hair. The illustrator took great pride in making his hair more unusual than normal.
That is correct. Donald Trump in this book has a weasel for his hair.
I'm guessing you're not. Would it be fair to say you're not a huge fan of Donald Trump?
Oh, I think that's very fair to say.
All right,
for sure.
Because people will be going, I don't think she likes him very much. So we got to get that out in the open right away. What I think. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. Well, I have an acquaintance who actually is a friend of Donald Trump's. And I got in touch not so long ago with this acquaintance to see if he could get my book to Donald Trump. And he said, why are you telling me this? I'm Donald Trump's friend. Why would I give him this? I said, good point.
So you don't think that Donald would enjoy this tome?
I don't. I mailed it to his headquarters, but I find it unlikely he'll get around to it.
Well, give everybody a brief synopsis about what the book is. You mentioned he becomes principal of this school, but it's not told from his perspective.
That's right. It's told from the perspective of a second grader. Her name is Jewel. And again, the school is called Lincoln School. And so the premise is that their beloved principal is retiring, Principal Moss, and they're wondering who is going to take over the post. And very excited, Jewel imagines that this new principal might be like a fairy tale princess and serve them chocolate cake and all these wonderful things, wear pink ribbons in her hair. And then, of course, Donald Trump enters. He descends down an escalator to mark his arrival as principal, similar to how he descended an escalator to announce his candidacy for president. And then just all these different events happen, these different mishaps throughout the book, throughout the school, throughout that school year, from Jewel's Mexican classmates not showing up anymore, disappearing from school, from the firings of all these extracurricular staff, to Jewel's free lunch ticket being confiscated and lots of stuff.
Yeah, and I got to ask you, what happened to Mr. John? Everything else I understood. All of a sudden, Mr. John's gone, and he was playing games in the closet with the kids, and then there was and I was like, wait a minute, what's up with Mr. John?
Wonderful. No one has ever asked me about poor Mr. John.
I was very confused about Mr. John. I understood everybody else, but why Mr. John? The place fell into turned gross.
There's no one to clean up anymore at the school.
Right.
The school is a big mess. And
did Mr. John do something wrong, or he just Trump just didn't like Mr. John?
Mr. Trump didn't like Mr. John, and
okay.
Mr. John cared too much for the cleanliness of the school halls.
All right, well, listen, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but it bothered me after I read the book. What happened to Mr. John? So why did you think that, why did you decide to use a children's book format? Because you've written other humor books in the past. Why a children's book to poke fun at Donald Trump?
It's just so perfect because he's such a comical character as it is. I mean, he's like a cartoon already. And I thought it would be fun to just simplify it. And these obvious problems that he has as a leader, and just to put them in a simple format for everyone's enjoyment with this great artist. It didn't occur to me to do it any other way. Unlike the parody that I wrote about Jon Stewart as president. That's different. That's not a children's book format. It's all wordplay and such. But no, it just seemed too perfect.
And if people think, well, is Trump really that out there? Which I don't know how many people would think that. But you use Donald Trump's actual quotes as part of the story. When Donald Trump speaks to the children, you're using his actual quotes.
Exactly. Every single quote that he has in the book is something that he said in real life. I'll just switch up sometimes where he says country, I'll replace it with school.
Okay.
As he says in real life, if he says president, I switch it here with principal. But yes, everything he says in here are actual quotes.
And you made no secret there were allusions to racism in there with the Mexican students disappearing and things like that. Is that one of the main criticisms you have with Donald Trump, or are there just too many to list?
There certainly are too many to list. I mean, that is absolutely way up there at the top. And the most recent one, too, with not letting Muslims into the country. And I wish I had gotten that into the book, but I produced this book. I published it before he made those comments. That's certainly way, way up there.
So this book has gotten popular in Paris. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Well, I used to live in Paris, and I had some connections in the media because I used to be a performer. And so when I published this book, I got in touch with some of my old connections, and it's really fun. It's been in their FUSAC newspaper, and I'm hoping to get it in Charlie Hebdo. That would be pretty amazing. Got some nice supporters over there.
Very impressive. Now, you not only do you write, which I think is hard enough, but you also own the publishing company that puts out this book. So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 2 years now. So it's called Books on a Whim. And I don't know if you read about this in any of the articles, but the idea to have this publishing company came to me literally in a dream. And then I founded this company and now publish funny books.
Very nice. And how long did this project take?
This took about 3 weeks.
The poor artist.
I worked him so hard because I knew it was timely. I had the idea and then boom, had to make this book. And so again, this poor artist, I got him, I want to say on the phone, but he's in Indonesia. So it was online, and he just started cranking out these pictures, and it took no more than 4 weeks. I think it was 3 weeks to make this one.
And Hasbi Mubarak is the name of the illustrator. Just give him a little credit, because the illustrations are just as good as. And I know our own traffic woman Violetta was saying, "Are there pictures?" Because she doesn't like books that don't have pictures. So this one has beautiful, beautiful pictures. You'd be able to check that out. Where can people find Trump for Principal, a children's book for American grownups?
They can find it on my website, which is Books on a Whim. And they can also find it on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.
Now, do you have, as the campaign goes on, do you foresee any more political-themed books?
I do. There's one already. It's about a quarter of the way done with the same artist. We're writing, I've written the story, and he's illustrating it. It's Secret Agent Hillary and the Case of the Missing Hot Dog.
Wow. All right. That sounds good. So is it easier, do you think, for some people to digest political stories if they're in children's book form?
That's a very, very good way to put it. Yes, I
right.
believe so.
Well, hopefully she
beautifully.
Thank you. Hopefully she finds a missing hot dog. And listen, if I can ever find out what happened to Mr. John, that would be, maybe you write a book about Mr. John and what happened to him after Lincoln School, because I will not be able to rest till I find out what injustice befell this poor custodian.
That is so wonderful. Thank you, Brian.
You're very welcome. Beth, take care. Good luck with the book. The book, again, is Trump for Principal, a children's book for American grownups. You can get it at booksonawhim.com. It's very, very funny, and the illustrations are great. And if you like Trump, You probably won't like it, but you might. You might find it funny if you have a sense of humor about yourself. All right, speaking of senses of humor, this woman not only bakes, but she does traffic reports, and she's always smiling. It's Violetta Podramatic. She's got our traffic trouble spots.
I do, Brian, but I'm wondering, so does Trump become the principal? Does she make predictions?
Trump is the principal. Well, he's the principal of Lincoln School. That's all we know. He comes down, and he's got his weasel on his head, and he wreaks havoc on these poor children.
Oh, I thought he was applying to be.
He did apply. Okay. He applied to be because the old principal was retiring. She was, according to Jewel, the character in the book, she was old and had gray hair. And so she's retiring, and they interviewed all sorts of people, and Donald Trump became the president or the principal.
Well, hopefully that book doesn't come true.
Wow. Wow. Pontificating from Traffic Central. It's Violetta Podramatic.